From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. IS militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside a town near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters south of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. For almost a week, thousands of Iraqi forces have been advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah, moving to cut off as many as 1,000 fighters from help on the inside. Backed by coalition airstrikes and artillery fire, Iraqi forces had cleared the town of Karma, about 16 kilometers northeast of Fallujah. Iran state media said today that Iranians will not be able to make their Hajj pilgrimage this year because Iran cannot reach an agreement with Saudi Arabia. According to IRNA, Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance Ali Janatehi said the decision was made following Riyadh's behavior with an Iranian delegation that had traveled to Saudi Arabia to negotiate terms for this year's Hajj. Ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia have unraveled after more than 400 Iranians were killed in a crush at last year's Hajj. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa says West Africa is better prepared to tackle future outbreaks of Ebola. In an exclusive interview with VOA, she says Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea are able to respond more quickly to emergencies because of upgrades to their surveillance, laboratory, and healthcare systems. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Machidiso Moiti cautions all the improvements made in infrastructure and response systems and in skills training must be sustained. This, she says, requires the continued support of the international community. Moiti says the funding and expertise that poured into West Africa during the Ebola epidemic must hold.
I'm very hopeful that some of the commitments that were made by the donors during the time when these countries were talking about their recovery, actually do materialize.
The World Health Assembly, which has just wrapped up its annual meeting, has approved reforms of the emergency health system. Moeti praises the underlying agreement by member states to provide the money needed to implement this system. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Brazil because of the Zika virus outbreak. WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies, Bruce Aylward, said the Games in Rio de Janeiro should go ahead as planned based on a risk assessment and all the information gathered so far about this disease.
Efforts to ban the movement or restrict the movement of 500,000 people to one area, which at that time will have a relatively low level of transmission of Zika, is not going to make a difference to the movement of this virus internationally.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The deep unpopularity of the presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is causing an unprecedented level of excitement for a third party, the Libertarians, the consistent third-place finishers. Thousands are gathering for the Libertarian Party convention this weekend in Orlando to vote today for their presidential nominee. Libertarian officials said as the four-day convention began that 985 delegates and 344 alternates were attending from all 50 states. And the Rolling Thunder caravan of motorcycles rolls into the U.S. capital city today. The annual event, first organized in 1988, is billed as a tribute to prisoners of war and Americans missing in action. Ray Manzo, a former U.S. Marine Corps corporal, is one of the men credited for organizing the event. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.